name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Today, all over the world, Christians are celebrating the greatest act of God, His giving His Son Jesus Christ, whose purpose was to save us, whose purpose was in saving us to give us life. And today, from St. John chapter 3, verse 16, the words ring out, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The purpose of God is always to give. To give so that men and women may enjoy what God has to offer. Today, from the Hebrews, we heard read, God had to act through people in order for people to get a sense of Him. So, in the Hebrews, we saw where He gave the prophets. The task of the prophet is to go and tell who God is. And the prophets of the Old Testament were able to tell people who God was, and for people to have an understanding of Him so that they can offer themselves to others as a gift. We must remember that we, who God created, are gifts. And God in the Gospel today shows us another prophet that we know as John. John's responsibility was to go and tell who this Christ is. And now that we are at Christmas, we have to ask ourselves, what is our responsibility as Christians? Yes, Christ came as the baby, but He came as the baby who showed us a number of things. First, He was born in the humblest of circumstances. In His life, He encountered so many challenges. He went on to death, and then we are here because of that third gift He gave to us, resurrection, resurrected life. And when we think of gift, my friends, when we come to Christmas, we remember that first Christmas of the wise men. The wise men had all the knowledge of who God was and what the world was all about. And in acknowledging this God, they gave gifts. Gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So we see from the beginning of time, people were always offering in thanksgiving to God who touched their lives. We come today, 2,000 years after, to remember and to give God thanks for sending His Son who lived and died for us. But we have, at this Christmas, have to ask, what gifts do we give? Yes, we have gifts from family and friends. Yes, it's a joyous moment when we remember all our loved ones, especially family. But we must remember the greatest gift that we can give as the people of God is what I always make reference to here. The gifts of time, spending in praise of God, of talents, offering what we have to God in order to grow His church and of treasure, what God has blessed us with, we give back. These are the essential gifts that we give in recognition of the goodness of God, in recognition of the grace of God. And it's such a good thing that God never stops giving to us. In spite of the challenges we may have, in spite of the heartaches we may have, in spite of the problems we hear in our country and all over the world today, we think of Christians in Syria who are not able to come and in peace thank God as we do. These Christians have been deprived of one of the basic things of life, that is the freedom to say thanks be to God. So we come at Christmas to remember them and to remember all who suffer. But most of all, we come to remember God, who never stops giving, and today he is giving something else to us. His very body and his very blood. It's the greatest gift. This is Jesus Christ himself. This is medicine for the soul. We are all sick because we all sin. We got this disease from our first parents, Adam and Eve. But God in his mercy wants to help us. That's why he came. And that's why he's present with us now. And this is what we need to acknowledge and to tell others. Just like the prophets told, just like John told, we should not keep it to ourselves. But we need to go out and to tell people what Christmas means. What Emmanuel means. Emmanuel means God with us. And when people see God working through us, then they will be able to say, I see a difference. I see God. So God, while he came at Christmas, he continues to come. And he comes to us in offering us his own Son, in offering us the Eucharist, where we benefit from the goodness of God in Christ Jesus. So, my dear friends, let us, as we come, to thank God for the greatest gift he has given to us. Let us thank him for life. Let us thank him for family. Let us thank him for this country and all the privileges we have, all the goodness we have. Let us thank him for the leaders of our country and pray that they will lead having that conscience that God is indeed alive and God is present. And let us pray for the rest of the world, especially those who are going through difficult times at this time, especially those who have nothing to eat, those who live in fear. Let us pray that God in his mercy may help them and may rescue them and bring peace in their lives as God came to bring peace on earth. Amen.